Good morning, everyone. Today's article was published in a publication called TealMe, T-E-A-L-M-E. And the title is, Do You Record Your Progress Towards Your Worthy Goal? The goal does not need to be, this is the subtitle, the goal does not need to be for winning a race or to prove to someone, but to you, to be self-aware and become a better version of yourself today when compared to yesterday. Hello, my lovely readers. I'm committing to doing a 12-week home workout program 1.0 by Heather Robertson, HR, observing my body, emotions, and mind, and writing about life lessons learned. Today is day 3 of week 3. In case you missed, I have given link to all the other days' life lessons learned from week 1 to week 2 until day 2. Weather here is cool, sunny and pleasant. Today there were 2 circuits and exercises were getting intense. Power jacks and shadow boxing were repeated in the second circuit. That sure was kind of relaxing, and my brain was secretly celebrating the thought, I don't have to remember 2 more names because it's a repeat, right? You see how we get lazy? On the physical front, I was able to do more power jacks in the same amount of time than previous days. I'm also getting better in handling stability ball in each exercise and coping well during the switch to the next stability ball exercise. It is rewarding and humbling to watch my progression towards a worthy goal like this. I'm feeling more calm, more centered, and joyful than before. Joyful before, during, and after the workout. I think personally that's a great achievement. This is a huge shift from my first week when I was clearly stressed about remembering the names, keeping up the pace with Heather while doing the exercises, or even switching from one exercise to another. Today's coaching tip for you. Set a SMART goal. Acronym S-M-A-R-T. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-sensitive. In fact, when I was listening to, when I was watching a video from CliftonStrengthsGallup.com, one of the participants said SMARTER, S-M-A-R-T-E-R-E-R, E stands for enjoying, and R stands for revise, because sometimes you may have to revisit your goal. Okay, I set this goal. Certain things are not going the way that I expected. So can I go ahead and revise my goal, or should I revisit and consider something else? So smarter. I thought that was great. That was brilliant. Okay. So notice how you're improving. Record your improvements in or otherwise. You know, even if it's, suppose if you're improving, cool, go towards the goal. If you're not, then find out if this is really the goal that is worthy for you. Okay, is it really worth setting that goal, or you can revisit and you can revise it? The goal does not need to be for winning a race or to prove to someone, but for you to be self-aware and become a better version of yourself today than yesterday. Today's memory jogger, sumo squat pulses, shadow boxing, we did it twice, power jacks, we did it twice, lunge and biceps curl, L raise, rear delt flies SB, that's using stability ball, hip thrusters using stability ball, one arm fist pumps, one arm chest press stability ball, side to side squat using 5-pound dumbbell, and T push-up. You see how I'm becoming more aware, like where I'm using stability ball, I'm trying to remember that, where I'm using how much pounds of weight, that seems to be becoming important to me, you know, because I'm getting into this new domain of home workout exercise conscious awareness, becoming consciously aware. So thank you for being a part of my home workout journey. Now you too enjoy exercising, stay safe, and have a fantastic day. I would like to give a shout out to Piyush for an informative and educative article, 10 websites to learn anything for free. Thank you, Piyush. That was great. Again, my last, please see your membership fee directly supports Lalita Brahma and other writers. You will also get full access to every story on Medium. You can become a member. I have given link to my profile. I have also given link to subscription where you can subscribe and it all comes to your email box, inbox. I've given link to, at the end, link to my podcast. You can go ahead and listen. It's free. And it's called Lalita's Morning Musing Podcast. And the last, but not the least, I've given links to two websites where you can go ahead and click and read. It's lalitabrahma.ladiesofjustice.com. It's a website which gives you information about protecting you personally, your family, your business with legal shield protection plans and identity theft shield protection plans. These are month-to-month programs. They are paid programs, paid membership programs, where you get unlimited access to lawyers, help with addressing your traffic tickets, IRS audit, legal consultation. And before even signing up, before even putting your money, if you have any questions, go send your questions through the contact form in that website. Those questions will come to me. I will check with my corporate office and answer the questions. If you're happy, then you can go ahead and sign. It's a month-to-month program. You can cancel anytime. There is absolutely no long-term contracts. With that said, you have a fantastic day and I will see you soon. Bye.